America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
This is Karina, Virginia, and I love the America Meditating Radio Show, and I love Sister Jenna. Bless you all. Enjoy.
I'm Ivy Hilton, and you are listening to America Meditating Radio Show.
In 1987, some first graders were promised a college education. This came from Oral Lee Brown, who saved a large portion of her modest income, sending 19 kids to college, helping others. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Do you want to power up your day? Are you feeling overwhelmed? Can't manage the speed? Time to get off the grid and get into the heart. A groundbreaking meditation CD for people on the move.
And at this time, I choose to get off the grid and step inside the heart.
Welcome to America Meditating, everyone. This is Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum. And we are going to be broadcasting from a new location, Meditation Museum 2, in Tysons Corner, Virginia. Or rather, in McLean, Virginia, around Tysons Corner. Can't believe it. It's just a stone throw away from the Greensboro Metro. And perhaps maybe just 5 minutes walking from the Tysons Metro. So we're looking really forward to the opening of that new chapter and continued chapter of our lives. So for many of you who have been asking us, oh, please, please, can you have a place that we can go to, you know, like what we have at Meditation Museum in Silver Spring in Virginia? Well, your wishes have come true. We are back from Miami, where I had a wonderful time in service, where we held a beautiful celebration called Rocky. And also participated in the screening of the Belief television upcoming series by OWN. And a wonderful dinner at Oprah's home, where many of us gathered together, about maybe 70 voice leaders and their families and friends and the staff from Oprah Winfrey's network to really talk about what we can do to heal the planet. And I have to tell you, I've been to so many of these gatherings, but there was just something special in the room. And of course, I know, you know, Oprah being the main host of the evening, of course, carries a sense of significance because of her story of being in service to humanity. And but also everyone there in the room were transformational agents. You know, they were working on making changes. And many from the America Meditating Radio Show loved spending time with India Ari and her mom, and also with Panache Desai and his beautiful wife, Jan Desai. Just so many. Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup for the Soul. And even though we're going to be talking to Erica Meyer, he didn't eat the chicken, Erica. So it was just a book, and it's just a topic. So we're looking forward to getting our very dear friend, Erica Meyer, on, who's doing great work and is the director of Compassion Over Killing. And she continues to make this organization just thrive and become really a known voice in the world that we've got to end the cruelty to our animals. We have little Happy here, who is just a handful, you know, 10 pounds, little Havanese pup. She's been going to a dog academy and has gotten even worse. So I just think his training skills and our training skills are like two worlds apart. You know, I want you all to consider Happy lives in an ashram, and the academy teaches German Shepherds for security dogs for the police force. So maybe that wasn't my best call, and so I might have to be making some changes. So it's interesting to see this little angel act like a German Shepherd. So to be continued, my friends, and so happy that you could join us on the air, because having you with us makes a world of difference. And I know that we don't usually, you know, try to keep advocating. Come on, share the radio show with your friends. Tell your friends about the beauty of just this natural form of listening on radio. I'm realizing more and more as I meet lots of people in the industry, I don't think I've met one so pure. And what I mean by that, no marketing, no major commercial, we're not selling ourselves out, we're not trying to one over the other, so to speak. It's just a beautiful conversation with incredible voices that you really want to hear what good that they're up to. Before I get Erica on the air, why don't we turn to our beautiful Sister Gita and have her read us one of her special readings and poems, okay? Sister Gita?
Good morning, and may this day be a day of beauty and compassion and peace and love for all of us. So happy to have Sister Jenna back. She came back with a radiance and a kind of spiritual maturity, which not only myself has noticed, but a few people have been saying this. Okay, so from the book, Take Care. A small little passage here on compassion. Compassion releases healing energy. Compassion is an expression of our innate qualities of patience, generosity, and kindness. Experiencing it can help us be more caring in our work without suffering burnout. Love myself as much as I do others. Trust my intuition, forgive, and let go of the past. I am compassionate to me when I forgive and let go of the past. There are two awareness sitting within us, the soul awareness and the body awareness. Today, let's take a few points from soul awareness and a few from body awareness. When I'm soul aware, I feel comfortable inside, no matter what happens. When I'm body aware, I feel anxious and uptight. Soul awareness, your heart is open and loving. Body awareness, you're grumpy and short-tempered. Soul awareness, you love yourself. Body awareness, you turn your friends into enemies. Soul awareness, God becomes your best friend. You body awareness, you're out of harmony with your body. When I am soul aware, you respect your body and you treat it well. Soul awareness, your inside matches your outside. Your head and your heart move as one. Your highest dreams become reality. Animals become your best friends, and so you don't eat them. No human being is your enemy. You conserve your spiritual and physical energy. You are nonviolent. You develop a clear and decisive intellect. So the last six were soul awareness qualities. So another day we will read this again. Okay. Om Shanti. Have a day of reflection and a day of beauty. Welcome back, everyone. That was Open My Eyes from Lucinda Drayton on her UCD. So now we want to go to our wonderful friend, Erica Meyer. Erica has served as the Executive Director of Compassion Over Killing since 2005. She's been a very active volunteer. Now, since taking the helm, Erica has taken the organization to new heights with continued growth and accomplishment for animals. Compassion Over Killing is one of the most active animal advocacy groups in the United States. She's been a vegan for over 20 years, and she's been working in the animal protection field since college. And in 2013, she was honored with the prestigious Animal Rights Hall of Fame Award. Erica previously spent several years as an animal control officer in D.C., where she rescued sick, stray, and homeless animals, as well as enforced anti-cruelty laws. And we are really happy to welcome our very, very dear friend, Erica, to the air once again. Hey, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, you're like becoming a regular. Antonio just can't get enough of you. And nor can our listeners, too. I mean, I know that since Happy's been in the ashram, you know, we're very much even more empathetic and understanding of why the way that we treat animals, actually, Erica, I've been observing, has a lot to do with how you're feeling on the inside. So when I look at what's going on with animal cruelty, You know, you're looking at actually folks inside are really feeling cruel to themselves. What are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting point. I mean, certainly when we look at the footage inside a factory farm or a slaughterhouse, we know from our organization's standpoint, we're there documenting and have undercover investigators filming the realities of what's happening to these animals. And in some cases, it's an inherently cruel system. Maybe it's a confinement system that's very intensive, and these animals are unable to spread their wings. Egg-laying hens, for example, can't even spread their wings. And in other cases, there is a lot of abuse that is caused by the individual employees who are working there. And in those cases, it's also very sad to see, because these are the type of facilities and working environments that are very stressful, obviously, for the animals, but it's also very stressful for people who are working there. These are typically not jobs that people want to be engaged in, and it often involves a feeling of desperation of needing a job. And so in many cases, while the individuals involved in these facilities are engaged in cruelty, a lot of it is their own personal frustrations coming out, and it's a work environment that just seems to create a very hostile situation. And so it's certainly something that we think about when we're talking to people about animal cruelty. Is it is, I think, a reflection sometimes of our inner selves. And when we, you know, I know when I'm in a bad mood or something stressful has happened to me, and I come home to my three fuzzy felines, there's just something about seeing them and their happiness to see me and their innocence and their relaxation that all of a sudden I know it changes my mood immediately, and it helps me calm down, and I, you know, sense that compassion in me again, and it comes right back to the forefront of my mind. So I think when we see animal cruelty and when we're around animal cruelty, I think that does have a very strong impact on us. And I think that's, you know, that's something to definitely consider when thinking about these factory farms and slaughterhouses, and the individuals who are there are, in some senses, are just as victimized as the animals.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point, because even as you were speaking, I was thinking that how you can go home and you might not be in a really good mood, but the animals were able to remind you of, you know, your state of innocence, so to speak, or your power of presence. And yet you've got folks that are around these incredible pure-looking beings. When you look into their eyes, especially a cow, there's such a purity in their eyes, and yet that cannot shift their consciousness. And I wonder why. Is that interesting?
Yeah,
right?
I think that's a fantastic question to ask, and I wish I had an answer.
Yeah, something to think about. Well, look, America Meditating Radio Show recently worked collaboratively with the Oprah Winfrey Network, and it's been in collaboration also with Values Partnership. And our global family, we're engaging people in a conversation about the days of compassion and healing. As we went deeper into our beliefs, compassion and courage, you know, we were learning that these are some of the qualities that we really need to move us forward. Now, some people believe that compassion extends to animals too, and they have become vegans, you know, out of compassion for animals. What are your thoughts about that? And is veganism really a practice of compassion too?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And I think that this is something that's very important for me personally, and it's something that we talk with a lot of people about. You know, when we are consuming foods that are the product of cruelty, I think that does have an impact on us. And when, you know, we open up our homes to companion animals who we care very much about, we know that we don't want any harm to come their way. We know we want to care for them, and they are actually part of our families and part of our lives. And these animals are really no different from the pigs and the cows and chickens, who are so unfortunate in this society to have been born as a pig, a cow, or a chicken, because we've decided in our society that these are animals who don't deserve the same compassion and the same respectful treatment, and so we abuse them in horrendous ways that we would never inflict upon the dogs and cats in our homes. And so I think that if we truly want to open up our hearts and embrace compassion, it does extend to other species as well, including species who we might otherwise simply view as breakfast, lunch, or dinner. These are individual animals who are capable of feeling all the same emotions that our companion animals are, and certainly the same emotions that we are as well. And so we need to extend that compassion to others.
Beautiful. There are a number of reasons why some choose to become vegan, but what are some of the health and environmental benefits of a plant-based diet?
Sure. Well, certainly a plant-based diet, you know, not eating any animals is certainly beneficial to the animals, but there are also a lot of health benefits. In fact, you know, there are so many studies coming out today that not only show that a vegetarian or vegan diet is healthful and doable at any stage of life, it's actually been shown to be beneficial to our health. A plant-based diet can help reverse or prevent heart disease. It can help reverse or prevent diabetes. And vegetarians and vegans, on average, have lower rates of obesity and high blood pressure. And so when you look overall at, you know, what it is that we're eating, you know, a lot of people ask me, like, where do you get your protein or how do you stay healthy on a vegan diet? But if you look at our society as a whole and some of the ailments overall that we're suffering from, including heart disease and diabetes or obesity, these are all issues that vegetarians and vegans face on a much, much lower rate. In fact, we can reverse and prevent some of these ailments through a diet. So it's healthier for us. It's healthier for animals, and you know, there are also the impact that raising animals for food has on the environment. In fact, the United Nations has recognized that raising animals for food is one of the most harmful things on our planet right now. And the systems we use in the United States, these intensive factory farming systems, are raising tens of thousands of animals in tiny spaces. And as a result, it's causing intense pollution to the waterways, to the ground, and into the air in some cases. And they're also producing a lot of concerns with the overuse of antibiotics and how that could potentially impact the efficiency of antibiotics that we use to protect ourselves. So there are just so many negative vibes that you get through factory farming, whether it's for the animals directly, the workers who are inside in these horrible facilities working there, the pollution coming out of them, and then we eat those products. You know, we're eating products of cruelty that are laden with cholesterol and saturated fat. And these are also animals who have gone through high rates of stress, and there are studies that show that stress is, it does impact the meat, milk, and eggs that we eat. And so these animals are living lives that are pure stress. And so from, you know, an overall standpoint, from any angle you can really look at it, choosing to leave animals off our plates is overall better for us individually, for the environment, for animals, as well as us as a society.
Absolutely. You know, even when we got Happy, she was traumatized, and it was interesting to observe even the soul of that little puppy was carrying that negative energy within her, and that we knew it took her time to pass through that process. She still sleeps in a little corner, little cubby, really strange places, and it's just because that's just where she feels secure. So even in her own energy, as a little being, you know, that recording is still sitting there. So just imagine when we are feeding that energy inside of our system of that trauma. You know, one of the reasons why we love to have you on the air because is that we completely support the DG Fez Fest that you do every year. And I know that you're hosting it on Saturday, October 3rd in Washington, D.C., and we're definitely going to have a booth out there as well. But we want you to tell our listeners all that they need to know about the annual DC Veg Fest and how they can get more information to participate, to help, to volunteer, to contribute in whatever way they can.
Yeah, well, I so much appreciate this opportunity to talk about it. It is definitely an event that so many people, including ourselves, look forward to every year, and our goal is to bring in more and more people. So first, where to get more information if people want to learn more of the details, the location, how to get there, everything is at dcvegfest.com. So that's our website that has all the details about the event, the date, the times, the metro station that's closest. It's at Navy Yard Metro. It is at a large space directly next to the Nationals baseball stadium. So it's very accessible and easy to get to. It is a free, 100% free event. We want people to come and have fun, bring your friends, your family. It is not just meant for vegetarians and vegans. We certainly hope that vegetarians and vegans will come out and have fun, but we also want vegetarians and vegans to bring their pre-vegan friends and family with them, because the goal of this event is to introduce people to all the different joys and the benefits of vegan eating. There'll be free food samples. The first 1,000 people will get a bag loaded with free stuff. We have a kids' activity area so families can come and have fun. There'll be a moon bounce and cooking demonstrations and face painting, all just for the kids' area. We have live music, and we'll have a main speaker and cooking demo area. This year we have some of our keynote speakers include David Carter, who is an NFL player, and he's vegan, and he talks about how you can gain muscle without having to take the life of an animal. And so he's a powerhouse athlete who is a vegan and attributes a lot of his recent athletic successes to being vegan. We also have some cooking demonstrations. We'll have a hip hop culinary concert on the main stage, which should be a lot of fun. So it'll be a great day, and all of that is free. We'll have over 130 vendors serving food, or nonprofit organizations, or commercial vendors selling other items. And so bring your friends, your family, your kids, your dogs. Everyone is welcome to come.
Wow, I think the hip hop one is a new item for
it
the
is. Oh, it's going to be
wow.
Yeah, we've never done music on our main stage, and there's a so it'll be a lot of fun, and they're going to be in the afternoon on the stage, and hopefully it'll be so much fun that they'll just keep going, because after they're done, we're going to keep the stage open a little bit longer in case people want to join in. But it should be a lot of fun this year with a lot of new elements that we're bringing to the table. And as always, you know, we want people to come and just have fun. Again, this is an event that is not meant just for vegetarians and vegans. It's for everyone to enjoy.
Everyone. Right. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're going to be having a lot of youths there, because with the hip-hop, I know for sure they want to come out. And I think that's the way we need to celebrate health and wellness, that it really matches their generation and their time.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, leave us with a website that we can get a hold of you and sign up for that. And I know that on September 26th, you're coming out to our Meditation Museum to join Sister Gita for your famous Cooking for Peace conversation and sharing. So we're looking forward to having you on Saturday the 26th. But for the VegFest, a website that they can find you if they want some more information.
It is DC VegFest, all one word, dcvegfest.com.
Sounds perfect. Erica Meyer, thank you so much for all that you do, and looking forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, I'm also looking forward to Saturday. Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. Take care. All the
you
best.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. So listen, our animals are really our friends. And so as Sister Gita was sharing, you don't need to eat them. And let's look at how best we can learn from even the animals. Like, you look into their eyes and there's just such a sense of innocence. And it reminds us of our own inner innocence, whether you think it's long lost or it's just on the shelf pending your attention. We invite you to just take a look at that. Thank you for joining the America Meditating Radio Show. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same, so let's do that. Take care, everyone. We'll end with Sanatam Kaur, People of Love.